It's Chicken Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Yesterday, a report from the Columbia County Sheriff's Office at approximately 7:28 yesterday morning, deputy sheriffs dispatched by Columbia County 911 to a two-vehicle personal injury accident involving a school bus on State Route 22 just south of Lackawanna Road in the town of Copake. Deputies found that a Dodge Charger operated by 34-year-old Jeremy Cianassi of Copake, New York, was driving northbound on Route 22, struck the back of a stopped school bus in the northbound lane of travel. The bus was being operated by 67-year-old Maureen Hairstort of Ankrum, New York, that stopped to pick up students, and at the time of the collision, red lights were flashing on the bus. Cianassi sustained injuries to his face, mouth, and hand. He was transported by Albany Medical Center to Community Rescue Squad. The school bus was occupied by 15 students, one Taconic Hills school staff member, and the bus driver. Ms. Hairstort complained of soreness from the crash, but was not taken to the hospital. The students and one staff member did not report any injuries, and all other occupants were transferred to another bus. An investigation is continuing, and tickets are possible, according to the Columbia County Sheriff's Department. Community Rescue Squad, Copake Fire Department, and Ankrum Fire Department were on the scene assisting. Out of Stanford, New York, on December 27th, New York State Police from the Poughkeepsie Barracks arrested Robert M. Spaulding, 34, of Stanford, for criminal possession of a weapon in the third degree and making terroristic threats, both Class D felonies. While the troopers were en route, Dutchess County 911 advised the responding patrols. The suspect later identified as Spaulding, made threats to shoot troopers upon arrival, and was in possession of several rifles. The victims of the domestic dispute were reported to have been still in the residence. The crisis negotiators made contact with Spaulding and were able to safely remove all occupants from the residence, with the exception of Spaulding. After about 4.5 hours of negotiation, Spaulding surrendered and was taken into custody by members of the State Police Special Operations and Response Team. Investigations determined Spaulding was in possession of two illegal assault weapons. Route 82 was closed between Bull's Head Road and Gristmill Lane for the duration of the incident. Spaulding was arraigned in the town of Stanford Court and remanded to the Dutchess County Jail in lieu of $100,000 cash bail or $200,000 secure bond. His next court date, his appearance, is January 23rd at 4 p.m. In Cornwall, the Board of Selectmen have agreed to seek $2,000 from the Board of Finance to help pay for an amendment to the contract with WMC Engineering, which is conducting a study about the possibility of installing a new water and or septic system in West Cornwall. A sum of $52,000 was appropriated for the preliminary work. Funds were received from both $50,000 grant from the Northwest Hills Council of Governments and an appropriation of $45,000 from the town, as well as from private donations. According to a story in the Republican American, during a meeting last week, First Selectman Gordon Ridgway said $51,000 has been spent, leaving a remainder of $50,000. The assumption was that $45,000 would go back to the town, leaving the sum of $5,000. Engineers have now submitted a figure of $7,000 to develop estimated annual costs for use for both capital and operation maintenance costs. The fee for engineering assistance would not exceed $6,000, and water quality testing would not exceed $1,000. The need was to add another $2,000 to the $5,000 left to meet that figure. Ridgway said there is money in the Capital Products Fund to cover that cost. The Kanan Foundation has put out a notice of grant proposals now being requested. The Kanan Foundation awards grants to not-for-profit organizations for community programs and projects in such fields as education, the environment, recreation, arts, health, and social services that directly benefit the North Kanan community. You can submit a grant application online at kanan-foundation.org. Pick up a grant application at the North Kanan Selectman's Office, the Douglas Library, and Salisbury Bank and Trust Kanan Branch, or you can write for one to the Kanan Foundation, P.O. Box 823 North Kanan, Connecticut, 06018. The grant application deadline is January 31st. The Kanan Foundation is a tax-exempt, not-for-profit organization dedicated to improving life in the town of North Kanan. In Salisbury, a blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons on January 4th at 1 p.m. Noble Horizons Red Cross Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive free long-sleeve T-shirt while supplies last. Registration, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. The Amenia Town Board meeting for the reorganizational meeting that'll be held at Town Hall, first floor, at 6 p.m. We'll have the approval of Town Clerk fee schedule and the building fee schedule.
a resolution number 1 of 2019, adoption of investment policy, and resolution number 2 of 19, constables authorized to carry identified firearms and other matters, and supervisors' goals for 2019, and then town board comments. Once again, that is town hall, first floor at 6 p.m. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board has a notice of a public hearing that will take place at 7 p.m. at the Ancrum Town Hall, County Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, under consideration application for a special use permit for pole-mounted solar panels on a parcel of land owned by Yaniv LLC, Ronnybrook Dairy Farm, on Prospect Hill Road. In Salisbury, a blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons on January 4th at 1 p.m. Noble Horizons Red Cross Blood Drive. All presenting donors will receive free long-sleeve t-shirt while supplies last. Registration, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. Coming up on Saturday at the Scoville Library, Peter McCarron, Black History in Rural Connecticut, A Forgotten History. That will begin at 4 p.m. Cameron Surfin will perform on Saturday, January 5th at the Northeast Millerton Library. A donation is requested to help cover expenses. The performance has no sponsors. For more information, 12moonscoffee@gmail.com. The American Legion Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11 at its post located at 155 Route 44. The price is $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under, and seniors. Proceeds will go to support multiple Legion projects and the initiatives, including youth and children's activities and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans who are in need. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 18.78 yesterday to 23,346.24. The S&P wound up today at 2510.03, and the NASDAQ at 6665.94. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.